This is Captain Fred, the Fifth Dimension Radio. Today is Saturday, September the 9th, 2017. I'm broadcasting live today from Corpus Christi, Texas. Spent the last 2 weeks in Port Aransas, Texas. Probably the first hit by this 1-2 punch of hurricanes. Digging from the aftermath of a 130-mile-an-hour wind and a 12-foot tidal surge is a pretty messy job. Last week, I broadcast live from Port Aransas in the middle of the recovery. I guess in hindsight, that wasn't the easiest or most thoughtful thing I could have done, but it did happen. There was some interesting interviews. One interview in particular, I think it affected me in one way, was that when I first came upon the gentleman, I think maybe I had seen other sightseers, gawkers at this tragedy. And I came to that interview with some ideas or judgmental ideas, and I have to say that because he drove up in his new truck with his bicycles and fishing tackle, the gentleman was there to help a friend of mine unload and remove his contents that still existed from his house, and I want to apologize for that. That brings me to the topic of the day's show. Is judgment and what it means to have good judgment, because I exercised judgment that was skewed because of the, I think, probably more shock than anything else. We were digging from a terrible situation. There was no electricity, no water. The streets were just barely being uncovered. People were pouring into the city or the town to help if they could. There were sightseers, there were looters, and the size of the looters varied in types and definition. You know, looting is not necessarily busting the window of the liquor store and grabbing contents. But the mistake that I made was that I went into the interview with an idea, and I projected that into the interview, and I want to apologize to my listeners for that. Mark Twain said that said you can't depend on your judgment when your imagination is out of focus, and I think that's what happened. I was so bound into the situation that my imagination or the openness for an interview wasn't there, and I want to apologize to my listeners for that. And so with that, I want to expand a little bit on the idea of how imagination and how we perceive things affects how we react to things, or how we respond, or how we react to the events of the time. Sam, let's play that first clip, please.
Is a simplification and a lie. It's the currency by which fools navigate the world. Smart people get beyond it, and you can choose when to do that. I don't think for myself it happened until my middle 40s. And then suddenly, because experience and maturation somehow found each other and carried me forward, I began to think like this. Before, I was, in a sense, a true believer. For all the psychedelic experiences and political activism and so forth and so on, I hadn't yet understood that culture was a vehicle that could only be ridden so far. And then beyond that lies the great and to be defined unknown of one's own individuality. And many people never get beyond the imposed neoteny of cultural conventionalism. As I said, it's insidious that in middle life, circumstances tend to deliver us money. Either our parents die or our professional activities finally pay off. And that money is usually the final nail in the coffin of ever evolving beyond cultural convention. Why should we? At last, we've achieved the fruits of our labors, the good life, the comfortable dream. But it's the dream of anesthesia. You know, that feeling you feel is the gurney that's rolling you toward the tissue disposal ovens. Anyway. Yeah, Mike. Yeah, it does. I mean, you're right that cool, then, if you aren't cool, you go to incredible lengths to achieve it by ersatz means, by buying $3,500 sunglasses and getting tattooed and, you know, but it can't really be faked. But the whole engine of marketing is designed to make you think that it can be faked. I don't know if I'm cool or not, but I am incredibly resistant to any effort to make me think I'm uncool. In other words, because the answer always lies in commodification. You know, I'm not using the right body cologne. I'm not wearing the right Italian designer clothes. I don't slump with a half sneer on my face. All of these things which are marketed as the accoutrements of cool. So you get a clueless culture aping cool, and of course real cool can't be commodified. That's what makes it so cool and so maddeningly distant from the uncool. As long as we're on this kind of tack. This morning I talked about the imagination and its friends, and you recall the list, and I won't refresh it, but I thought it would also be useful to talk about the enemies of the imagination. We've talked about culture as the enemy of imagination, and I think we've done enough of that. The other thing that I think is the enemy of the imagination, and this may seem paradoxical, and it may raise hackles, and it may bring controversy, but it has to be said. There's always been a strain of this in my thinking, in what I'm about to say, but my son pointed out to me that I needed to hammer this particular key harder. My son is sort of my surrogate in the culture. He goes out to the highways and byways and listens to the murmurings of the people and then tells me what's going on. And this brings us to the subject of relativism. I'd never quite heard it put this way until he put it to me this way. What is relativism? Relativism is the idea that your ideas are as good as anybody else's ideas, and all ideas are equal in worth because nobody can tell what's going on anyway. It's the live and let live, laid-back approach to doing intellectual heavy lifting. I'm a nihilist, you're a Nazi, you're a Christian, you're something else. Hey, no big deal. Let's just hoist a beer and party on. Well, I have to defer. It's a problem. especially in California, where this thing has gone from being a pathology to the defining mode of normalcy. But it allows stuff like Heaven's Gate. It allows Jonestown. Nobody ever said to those people, "You're full of shit. You know, don't think like this. This will lead to catastrophe." Instead, people said, "Hey, cool. You know, see you in the sky." And people say, "Well, but now this sounds like you're advocating acrimonious and emotionally painful judgment making that will leave some of us disenfranchised from our belief in the space people or the presence of great Atlantis or something else that's very cherished." Yes. Yes. We have loosened our girding sufficiently, folks. We are now open-minded enough. You don't want to become so open-minded that the wind can whistle between your ears. And there are logical razors and rules of evidence that can be brought to bear on any situation. So, for instance, our culture is awash in claims of all sorts, religious claims, the 1,000 various religious offerings on the market, and then it moves over into medical claims, dietary claims, claims of superior sources of knowledge. I can read the Dead Sea Scrolls, you can't. She's talking to the space people. You can't. This guy is accessing past lives. You can't. There are all these whisperings and intimations of special connection and uniqueness. If you are passive in the face of this, I think your intellectual arteries will just fill up with mental cholesterol, and eventually you'll have the equivalent of a coronary thrombosis at the intellectual level. It's very important to hone intuition and logical razors so that reasonable questions can be asked. And it may break the mirrored surface of "we're all in it together." The illusion of community maintained by nobody ever criticizing anybody else. But this nobody ever criticizing anybody else brings the intellectual enterprise and the refinement of human knowledge to a screeching halt. The way in which the intellectual enterprise moves forward is by being critiqued, analyzed, subjected to tests. And, you know, you've all heard me knock science, and I have many bad things to say about science. It has to answer for some of its sins. But the great thing about science, and the thing which makes it unique in the history of human intellectual endeavors, is it is a human intellectual enterprise in which you get lots of credit for proving that you're wrong. Scientists really respect each other for proving that they are wrong. If you have a theory that you've defended for 15 years and then you publish a paper saying, "I've been over it again, I've looked at the data again, and you know what, fellow colleagues, I botched it, I was wrong," they promote you. This. They say this is the essence of intellectual honesty. We know you do good work because we see how you trashed your early accomplishments. Religion doesn't work like this. In the religious domain, you never admit you're wrong. You further elaborate the story to save whatever preposterous notion has been exposed, and you never deny, you never recant, you never go back. And so what you get is error based on error, based on delusion, based on illusion, based on lie, based on half-truth, based on supposition, based on somebody thought it would be nice if. And it's no wonder that there's not a great deal of spiritual juice in that. So I think there are many things to be said about science, that it has relied on probability to too great an extent, and so forth and so on. These are technical issues, but in our personal lives, it's a wonderful thing to take as a model. Always seek, A, the simplest explanation. This is called the principle of parsimony, otherwise known as Occam's razor. Sounds very fancy. All it means is always prefer the simplest explanation. Try the simplest explanation first. If it fails, complicate it as little as you have to go to the next level. But we live in a culture where the simplest explanation is never accepted. Somebody sees a light in the sky. Immediately, it's a UFO invasion. The possibility that it was a meteorite, a piece of aircraft in trouble, something like this, is not entertained. And so consequently, people's intellectual lives become incredibly baroque, but unanchored in the world of observation and reasonable discourse. And God knows the world is so tricky that without rules and razors, you are as lambs led to the slaughter. And I'm speaking of the world as we have always found it. Add on to that the world based on techniques of mass psychology, advertising, political propaganda, image manipulation. There are many forces that seek to victimize us. And the only way through this is rational analysis of what is being presented. It amazes me that this is considered a radical position. I mean, this is what used to be called a good liberal education. And then somewhere after the 60s, when the government decided that universal public education only created mobs milling in the streets calling for human rights, education ceased to serve the goal of producing an informed citizenry, and instead we took an authoritarian model. The purpose of education is to produce unquestioning consumers with an alcoholic obsession for work. And so it is. But as people who may have had one foot in this system at one point and another foot in it at another, I think it behooves us to be alarmed and to attempt to recapture our soul, essentially, from the nets of a propaganda, market management, commodity obsession, money fetishism, these various extremely infective memes that are spread everywhere. Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty long narrative of how judgment really can be influenced, and that was the point that I was trying to make. I think we'll go ahead to break. This is Captain Fred Arby, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
God aesthetic, universal saturation in the grip of the morning sun. The creosote that erodes all the odors that lie dormant when the day is done. Hop the dingle on the ferry takes you back to the dimension that's just begun. Riding the crest of the communion to
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Walk with a light step, baby. Catch a breeze, live amongst the life forms in your day. Mary made a good piece of beef. Understand the mind of a leaf. Swim around till the fish float out of the socket in your skull.
The nature of the tragedy that's happened to the Gulf Coast, that is happening to Florida now, is hard to put a gauge on. Mark Twain said that the size of a misfortune is not determinable by an outsider's measurement of it, but only by the measurement applied to it by the person specially affected by it. The king's lost crown is a vast matter to the king, but of no consequence to the child. The lost toy is a great matter to the child, but in the king's eyes, it is not a thing to break the heart about. And that's the way humanity perceives a lot of the devastation that's going on now. But the one thing that is coming from this tragedy in a lot of people's eyes is a new sense and understanding of the word unity. The unity that's been achieved in the city where I've been for the last 2 weeks, in Port Aransas, is unimaginable. The televisions are off. The electricity's off. People are communicating and working together. Neighbors are pitching in to help each other take care of each individual needs. The community of Texas has came together to help rebuild. I've never seen anything like what has taken place in the last 2 weeks. I would like to give out a special thanks of appreciation to the electrical linemen that came in an army, literally an army from all over the United States, and in 2 weeks was able to reestablish electrical power into an area that barely had electrical poles. There was one moment when I was moving through the only open road to go back to the island. We weren't allowed to stay there during the daytime because there was police enforcement of curfew and also the possibility that you could be shot for looting. And in Texas, that's a very real possibility. But the linemen came together and I saw such selflessness by these gentlemen. I really want to ask everybody in the audience to think about how important it is to have those people work for us as a community. I'd like to entertain any callers. I do have another Terrence McKenna clip we're going to play next half. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, I'm focusing on the aftermath of the disaster that hit Texas 2 weeks ago. I know that is happening again to Florida, but I think these are all things that we need to think about because we're suffering through some hardships that nobody can escape. We can't escape these kind of different dilemmas of humanity and of our human existence here. But we can, like Mark Twain said, swindle them of their puissance and by using a stiff upper lip. I want to talk about the unity that has been developing out of this tragedy in the community where I've been working. And I'd like to play this next clip by Terrence McKenna, and it deals with unity a little bit and what the illusion of some limity of unity.
The world we are living in is unifying itself at a prodigious rate, and this is not the will of institutions. Andy made reference to what a con this drug war is because it's making so much money for so many people. The chief function of institutions appears to be to retard progress and to keep their criminal enterprises bubbling merrily along on the side. Meanwhile, the rest of us, the masses of people struggling to come to terms with the end of history, can see, can feel that what we need is a sense of unity, not an idea of unity, not an ideology of unity, because if there ever was an ideology of unity, it was communism, and the pieces are still falling from the explosion of that system of thought. We need a feeling of unity. Feeling is primary. So it doesn't come out of intellectual exhortation. It comes out of a personal act of courage made by the individual, an act of courage which involves surrender. Surrender is the opposite side of the coin of ego. The central issue of our times is our inability to surrender to what we know is right. We have the ability to feed the hungry. We have the ability to educate our children, to clean up our environment, to eliminate sexism, to eliminate racism. The question is, can we change our minds fast enough? Not can we change our minds, but can we change them fast enough? The momentum of the institutions that were created out of the collapse of medieval society has become so great, the momentum toward a lethal conclusion, that if we don't act quickly to pull ourselves out of this power dive, eventually the political will, the resources, even the infrastructure will not be there to support this kind of a reorienting of our thinking. If you stake your self-identity on the aggrandizement of a single atom of humanity, which you call yourself, then what hope is there for creating a coherent communal future? None, I submit. And I believe that's the position that we are in. We need a radical intervention in the evolution of our social psychology.
A radical intervention. That could be called a hurricane. I think Terrence hit the nail on the head with that. We need to understand that the unity that's coming from these disasters is not from our government or our institutions like the Red Cross or the Salvation Army. It's coming from the individuals. I'd like to, the lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Do have a caller, Chris in Nevada. I hope this is the Chris that we know and love.
Well, so far this morning it is, Fred. Thank you for taking the call. And I really was intrigued and provoked to thinking deeply about the commoners' words, language, phraseologies, and ideas and concepts he put forth. They're very deep and require some deep conscious and cognitive thinking and consideration to ascertain what he was truly talking about.
And well, I think that all of my listeners are that way.
Well, that's an accolade that I think belongs to republicbroadcastingnetwork.org particularly, and maybe a few other channels too, of truth, although they're getting few and far between because many are dying and falling off the vine by device. And this is an unfortunate truism that we talk about. When we look at the word unity or unitai, tie into one, and that's basically what collectivism and...
Wait a second. Chris, let me stop you for one moment and let me clarify what the object of this is. I'm not talking about what you're talking about. You're talking about the illusion of unity. What I'm talking about is the real unity of the community united by a common disaster.
Well, I'm not disputing what you're saying there, and there is relative materiality to both aspects. We may ignore politics, but politics will not be disinterested in us for sure. And this is
That's
the danger.
True.
And I wanted to compliment, first and foremost, the brothers and sisters of the IBEW that came to your aid down there. There are many wonderful people in the IBEW, although the entourage, the hierarchy, many of them are criminals and communitarian and communists, in fact, workers of the world unite, if you will.
Who are the IBEW? I didn't see that. Who are you talking about?
The International Brotherhood of Electric Workers, the linemen and...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying.
And the inside wiremen around the world that belong to that. And basically, it's a good institution. It's very knowledgeable, professional, technical-trained people like myself, before I was politically assassinated for being an activist and uncovering criminality in the IBEW 357 here in Las Vegas, and was unlawfully terminated for my activism and advocacy. much like I'd been targeted for being an advocate and activist against the bar. And this is
I saw linemen by the hundred standing in water that was brack water to their belt buckle for a week. And I'm not talking about just the union worker. I'm talking about individuals that had to have been encouraged to do things for this community that the union didn't really specify.
Well, absolutely, and that's Americanism. That's the spirit of this country it was founded on, of the people to come together in times of need to help one another because of their love of the spirit and their consideration for their fellow man. These are American ideologies that we embrace here in this country that we've been founded upon that brought this country to the epitome of production and development and ideas and patents that helped the world advance exponentially throughout the past 200 years, although it has been perverted and twisted against the people in recent years by some perverse and deviant individuals who have other agendas other than what America was brought up on.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that these disasters can help break the train of illusion of unity that the television and that the institutions that have enslaved our humanity, it can break that train, and we can begin to experience a real unity, because the hard wiring of the television has been cut off. So we have an entertainment grid that's more of a programming and conditioning grid than it is for entertainment. And that's another thing, is our culture has almost substituted substance for entertainment.
I totally agree with your observation. In fact, I prefer to call it more accurately tell-lie vision. Philo T. Farnsworth, I think, was one of the first preeminators of that concept. And originally it started out being incrementalistically applied to the people, and was actually beneficial, educational, holistically. It was censured, and we got maybe a false appearance of reality, but nevertheless, it was pretty holistic, natural, and puristic American in its nature. But it's since been taken over and perverted and used against us, as you say, and I agree, a propaganda tool.
Gerald L. K. Smith said that he called it the tyranny vision, because that's exactly what it purveyed. But that's not the point of the show today. The point of the show today is that we need to take advantage of this circumstance and understand that the unity that these things create in the community can quickly be dissolved again by turning the television back on.
Well, I turning the television back on and putting truth on there as opposed to lies posed as truth is a very important concept. If we can actually see the people what they do,
the problem with what you just said, let me interrupt you one more time, because it brings out a really important thing. But that, and I've done shows about this before about what truth actually is. Truth is a byproduct of information, and it can be manipulated for different reasons. Information itself has two people that are primarily involved in it. That's the customer of the information, and then there's the consumer of the information. For us, the customer of our information is the powers that run our federal government and that run our corporations.
The custom of Mars, you're exactly right, are the corporate wars of Babylon. I don't dispute that whatsoever. And the consumers, that would be we the people who watch the advertising, the propaganda that's put out.
Well, Chris, are you still there?
But I may have about cut off. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Well, I think that what I'd like to try to say is that we need to, like I said in the beginning of the show, is to not use our skewed imagination to create judgments. And in other words, our imagination is not in focus. How can we make any kind of observation about things? The illusion of our unity. Well, we've had an illusion of unity. We've had an illusion of this government support. Of in the 2 weeks that I was working in this disaster, and I'm serious, it was a disaster area. It looked like Hiroshima. The corporate entities were not there. The Salvation Army did show up after I think 3 or 4 days into it. The Red Cross was there. Salvation Army had a 26-foot Class C motorhome with their graphics on it. They had a nice awning and a little display, and they were giving away. They had cases of water outside their booth. But man, there were communities from all over Texas that sit down truckloads and truckloads of water and truckloads of food. Their food and water has not been the issue in Port Aransas in the last 2 weeks. What the issue has been is just clearing the debris. I mean, the people that showed up from all over the country, yes, to help created a sense of unity that I've not felt ever in my life. And it's something that unless you've experienced it, it's really difficult to say that the kind of unity that we think that we have in the United States can't be really experienced, or it can't prepare you for that kind of event.
Well, blessings and love and appreciation to you, Fred, for your efforts and contributions down there in the interest of the benefit of your people and friends down there in that area. I went through Carla and Beulah back in the 60s down in the Houston area, so I'm not without some experience in some of those weather-caused, rather than man-caused or man-directed storms that we're seeing now. But thank you for bringing the light on. I do agree we still celebrate the positivity, but we should also be critical thinkers and discern what we see. And is it backed by the facts and circumstances, or is it merely a false gloss of truth posed as reality when it's really disreality put out for propaganda purpose? Thank you very, very much.
Chris, I appreciate your call, but you're exactly right. That is the essence of what this show is today. It's about seeing the difference between this illusion of unity, this illusion of reality, and the stark reality of a disaster. I mean, it's hard to say that we as individuals don't live in an illusion. It's like Terrence was saying in one of the clips that when we have money and we have the lack of hardship, then it's almost a walk in the park for the globalists. We don't have to think anymore. We don't have any imagination anymore. I mean, we don't have to think about it. I've got another call. William in Montana. William, how are you doing today?
Hi, Captain Fred. There's certainly a lot of things happening up here in Montana. You know, we've been completely inundated with a lot of smoke. It's very unusual. I'm looking at my bathroom floor and the sun's shining on it, and it's bright red. So we just have a lot of fires here. And, I have a friend who lives in the gorge in Oregon, and that thing went up in flames, and I went there many a time to get away from, you know, Portland, and, that little section that burned the last couple of days was very, very instrumental in opening me up. I could go there early in the morning. I'd get up and drive out at, 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, and just sleep in my car until it started getting light, and then I would go up and wander around the waterfall. So I was watching whole swaths of my universe, go up in flames, and then earthquakes and all the, hurricanes,
William,
and all that.
Hold the thought for a second. We got to take another commercial break. This is Captain Fred RB, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. Yeah, William, I listen to 101 KLX in Portland a lot, and I've understand the what's happening in the gorge there. It's a disaster for sure. I think that when I play Terrence McKenna, I've played a lot of things him, and I've done shows about the unity of shared experience. And these disasters are creating a unity between humanity that didn't exist really before that.
Yeah, I think when I was looking at that, you know, like when the flames are bearing down on your beautiful cabin that you've handcrafted, or when your boat, I mean, you can't just get on your boat and just with seamanship say, I'm just going to head into the eye of the storm and I'll make it. I mean, there's a physicality, there's a singularity that if you don't face it, you're going to be gone. And when Terrence talked about the singularity at the end of time, you know, people would say, well, is this like some quantum mechanic thing? And he said, no, it's whatever brings you to jettison everything that isn't you. You know, when you come face to face with these amazing occurrences that you can't avoid, you can't just like make it. I'm gonna just think this away. I mean, you actually see it, and you are actually in it, and you have to come to grips with that. And when you do that, you start throwing away quickly everything that you don't need. And if it's an extreme situation like down there, or in a fire or a hurricane or an earthquake, I mean, you really get back to brass tacks. And when you do that, you have an opportunity to see a unity, you know, that is always there, that's just always covered up. And once you see that unity from you, you know, from whatever this you, and it certainly isn't what most people think, this self, this imaginary self, there's something else. There's some other ground there. And when you contact that, you understand something that allows you to join with other people who have had a similar experience. And that's why these tragedies and these terrifying things can bring people to see that. And that's really the foundation. And, you know, you can do it through a lot of other means, but sometimes people just have to get knocked down, banged in the head to really come to their senses.
William, thanks for calling. It looks like this is the end of the show again today.
Oh, wow. It goes fast.
It goes by in a hurry. It's 1 hour. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be back next week. This is Captain Fred.
Be abundant. Descend from heaven with life for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May God, who makes peace on high, bring peace to all and to all Israel, and say amen. Israel's not missing here. May your will be fulfilled and your sovereignty revealed. In the days of our lifetime and the life of the whole house of Israel, speedily and soon, and say amen. And yes, now.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.